Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay customer support. How are you waiting today?
I'm fine. I just received this message. What's the purchase for?
The purchase is for the iTunes gift card.
No, I did not purchase that.
So, apart from you, madam, anyone else use this eBay account?
No.
Because we are suspecting, madam, that this is a fraud purchase which has been made to your eBay account, madam. All right.
I don't have an eBay account.
Okay, your number is 0416399392. Is it
correct?
Correct. Yeah. So through this number, it is showing the purchase has been made, okay, through eBay account. That means, madam, someone is misusing your personal information to create this fake eBay account, and through that fake eBay account, they are placing this kind of fraud orders. Alright?
Alright.
So what we need to do, madam, we need to simply cancel that fraud order, and we need to simply block this person, whoever is using your personal information from their side.
Okay.
So can you just confirm me one thing, madam, right at the moment? You are using any kind of smart device with you? Like you are speaking to me with a mobile phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, can you just put me on speaker with a mobile phone?
Yes, certainly.
So I can just help you up to cancel that short purchase and block those purchases from your side.
I don't know how to do that right now. Doesn't give me that option.
You don't know how to put me on speaker?
It doesn't give me the option. I can't see it.
What you can see on your screen right now?
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, you're on speaker now.
Alright. And you are using an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone, madam?
Apple iPhone.
iPhone. So with your iPhone, you know how to come back to your normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper, like all the icons?
Yes.
Come back to normal home screen.
Okay. Yes.
And you know how to open up your App Store?
Yes. Let me just get there.
Open up your App Store. So we can just help you. Yeah, we can just help you up to provide you the cancellation ID. So through that ID, we can just help you up to cancel this fraud order.
Okay. I'm just trying to find the App Store.
Yeah, it looks like capital letter A in a blue color box.
I've got a lot of apps, so I'm just trying to find where. I've got it.
Open it up.
Yep.
And after opening up your App Store, madam, look at the right-hand side bottom down corner of your App Store. Can you see search, a magnifying glass?
Yes.
Give a tap on that search.
Yes. I've gone to my account.
No.
Okay.
Not that one. Have you tap on that search option, a magnifying glass?
Yes.
And after that, you have got a search bar where it is written over there, games, apps, stories, and more.
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yes.
So in that search bar, you need to type in over there, madam. Type eBay, letter E for Edward.
Yes, eBay.
Yeah, then leave a space. After that, leave a space.
Yes.
Then type AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. N for Nancy.
Yes.
Y for yellow.
Yes.
D for doctor.
Yes.
E for Edward.
Yes.
S for Sugar.
Yes.
K for Kilo. Any desk. So this is your virtual cancellation ID application. It's a eBay app cancellation ID application, and you need to search it.
Search.
Got it. And after that, what you have got, madam?
I've got any desk remote.
Yes, and just next to that any desk remote, can you see the option like gate, G-E-T gate?
It's just another app.
Okay, give a tap on that any desk remote. Give a tap on that any desk remote.
Yep.
And after giving a tap on that any desk remote, madam, just next to that, can you see there is an option which says gate or install?
Yeah.
Tap on gate.
So I've got get. Okay, I'm getting that app.
Yes, you need to get that app. So this is your one-time cancellation ID application. And in the meanwhile, madam, do you have a pen and paper with you?
Yes, I do. One moment.
Yeah, take your time and just be handy with a pen and paper.
Yes, I'm doing that.
All right.
I'm
so and now
I can't believe this is happening to me. Oh.
And look into your mobile screen, madam. Now, after giving a tap on gate, the option you can see open, or is it still installed?
Okay, it's still downloading. Okay, open.
Still downloading.
Yeah.
Press on open. Yeah, press on open. And after that, open what you can see?
I've got, it's got a number.
Number, right? So this is your one-time cancellation ID number. So you can just write down this ID number in a piece of paper at first.
Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah, read me out and just write it down in a piece of paper also.
Okay. 293-9900-109.
Okay, just write it down in a piece of paper also, madam.
I am.
It's 293-9900-109, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. So now, shortly, madam, just be on that page. And shortly, I'm going to activate this ID from my side, okay?
Okay.
So whenever the we need to verify this ID at first, and after verification, madam, whenever the ID got activated, you will get to see the option comes up like security warning, okay?
Okay.
And because this is a fraudulent activity is going inside in your personal information, so after that you will get to see security warning comes up. So whenever you can see security warning, you need to go to the bottom. At the bottom, you will get to see there is an option like I am aware about this risk and accept. You need to select that option, I am aware about this risk, then press on accept. All right? So now just hold on, it will come up.
Okay,
now,
so I'm just
can you see,
going to do nothing at the moment.
Yeah,
okay,
can you see security warning?
Yep, it's got a warning, then either cancel.
Go to the bottom. Can you see at the bottom there is an option which says, I am aware about this risk. Can you see that option?
Yes.
Select that option. Yeah, select that option. I am aware about this risk.
Yes.
And can you see the option accept? Press on accept.
There's no accept at the moment.
Hold on, the timer is going on. So when you
can accept.
Press on accept. Press on accept. And now can you see eBay Secure Server? So once again you will get to see accept. Press on accept once again.
I've done that.
And can you see start broadcast?
Yep.
Press on start broadcast one time. Tap on that start broadcast.
Done that.
And don't touch anywhere after that, okay? Do not touch anywhere, madam. Hold on. Shortly. You will get to see the timer is going on. Can you see the timer is going on?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So right now at the moment, madam, we have successfully provided you the timer of cancellation, and you can see you are connected to the cancellation department. So what you need to do, you need to swipe up your screen from the bottom to top. Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top.
Yes.
Go to the home page, madam. Once again, go to the home page. Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top.
Okay.
Once again, do that, madam. Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top.
Yeah, I've done that. I'm back to my home screen.
And you need to open up your settings. Open up your phone settings.
Right.
And After opening up the phone settings, madam, just scroll down your page a little bit. You will get to see there is an option which says display and brightness. Can you see that? Display and brightness. Tap on that display and brightness. And just after giving a tap on that, scroll down your page a little bit. You will get to see there is an option which says auto lock. Can you see auto lock? Just scroll down your page. You will get to see auto lock.
Yep.
Tap on that auto lock so you can just start the security layer inside in your network. So can you see there is an option which says neighbor? Press on neighbor.
Neighbor, yes.
And now just go back.
Yes.
Go back to the previous page. Once again, go back.
Go back.
And now just go to the top, madam. Go to the extreme top. Scroll up your page.
Yes.
Can you see your name is written over there?
Yes.
Tap on your name.
Yes.
And after giving a tap on your name, madam, you will get to see your information are there. You can see your name, your email address. Can you see that?
Yes.
So let me make you understand, madam, through this, they are getting all of your information from their side and they are making this kind of fraud purchases. Alright. And look over there, you will get to see there is option one thing, payment and delivery. Can you see that option? Payment and delivery?
Payment and delivery, yes.
Yeah, tap on that payment and delivery.
Yes. And it's just doing, okay, it's opening up now. Loading.
Yeah, hold on, it will come up. Hold on, it will come up, madam.
Okay.
So, madam, in that payment and delivery option, you will get to see there is a card has been added by your side, right? If I'm not wrong. If I'm not wrong, madam, through this card, they are making this kind of fraud purchases, right?
Okay.
They are, through this card, they are getting all of your information, madam, like your name, your address, your email ID, your card access, your banking information also, okay?
Okay.
So what we need to do, madam, we need to simply block those persons. We need to simply cancel that charge at first, okay?
Okay, so I cancel it off?
Yeah, what you need to do, you need to go back to the previous page. Go back.
Go back?
Yes. And after going back to the previous page, madam, look at the top, madam. You will, you can see the settings option, or you can see anything like that. Go back.
Go back,
Tap, go back. And now just do one thing, madam. Simply come back to your normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper, okay? And in the meanwhile, madam, as because you can understand, the purchase has been made already for $299. And you can see already they are using your card, which ends with 9587, right? So what you need to do, madam, you need to simply check your statement that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not. If you can see any unauthorized transaction by the name of eBay, just let me know. I will help you up to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund. Alright?
Right.
So just do one thing, swipe up your screen from the bottom to top.
Right.
And now, how do you check your statement, madam? Like, do you check your statement to online? Like, do you
do
online
banking?
Yeah, I can
do that right now.
Yeah, check it by your side, madam. All right?
Uber, private line, loophole.
Check it properly, because maybe it is in a pending transaction, madam, alright? Because we can understand that we have not authorized that payment as because it's a fraud. So we have not authorized it, so maybe it's in a pending transaction right at the moment, alright?
Okay.
And apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank?
Only one bank.
Only one bank, right?
Yeah.
Alright. So if you can see any transactions, just let me know.
I don't see anything at the moment, no.
Yeah, maybe madam, this is in a pending transaction, so that's why it is not showing you up. because in our system it is showing already the purchase has been gone through for the $299. So don't need to worry about that thing, madam. We are going to provide you that
refund,
and we are going to cancel that charge also and block those person from your side. So as because, madam,
thank you.
Yeah, as because, madam, this is a fraudulent charge which has been made. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my accounts department, my accounts manager, okay? So he's going to help you have to cancel that charge and provide you back your refund, all right?
Thank you,
madam. I'm talking to you.
You've been very helpful because I'm going through surgery at the moment. I don't need this hassle at all.
All right, no worries. He's going to help you up to each and everything, madam. Just hold on, I'm transferring this call to him.
Okay, thank you.
A very good afternoon. Your caller has been transferred to the accounts department's chief engineer, Mrs. Travis Cooper. I believe you're having a good day. Hello.
I was up until just now finding out my account had been hacked again.
Again? Well, in that case, I just want to ask you before we go any further, when was the last time you have been hacked like this?
Back in Johannesburg.
And what time was it? Johannesburg is in South Africa.
Yeah, in South Africa. Look, I can't even tell you. It was maybe about 9 months ago.
9 months ago. Well, that's not quite far away. It's very recent. And, dear lady, I believe that last time when the hacking event was done, the entire protection was not updated. And that's the reason these people still managed to get into. So, dear, worry nothing whatsoever. I have come in, and I'll make sure that all of the illicit transactions these hackers have tried to make from your end, it will be cancelled so that you do not have to lose a single dollar. Because, dear, you have earned
it.
My pleasure, dear. You just have to follow my instructions. And before I initiate, can I ask you that in recent few days, have you used your debit card for any kind of transaction, like going into a supermarket or going into any other?
Yes, I have.
I'm here
in Sydney by myself, and it's the only card I need at the moment to live on. I'm having surgery, and I need every penny that I can get.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Mrs. Lacey. Well, to be honest with you, no matter what, I will not let these stupid people get hold of a single
of
your
penny. Thank you very much. I'd love to hear talk like that because I'm sick of people being able to do this, you know?
Well, I'm glad that you liked it. And most importantly, I'll do everything in my power to make sure that this will never continue in the future. This is the last time you're facing this, and this will be it. So, dear, right now, as I'm seeing in the database, that two transactions have been attempted from your end, and it holds an amount of $300 each. So basically what it means is that these hackers have tried to drain your money out with a very serious suspicion. And that is what we are going to cancel just now because, dear, we do not do any kind of fraudulent transaction. We are a reputed company. And if anything wrong happens to our clients, our customer, it is our responsibility. So first of all, Ms. Lacey, can you please let me know what exactly do you see on your mobile phone screen?
I'm looking at my account.
You're looking at your account. And do you see that the last transaction attempt which was made, and it is not yet confirmed because until and unless I confirm it, the money will not leave your account. So I just need to know that can you see that transaction history anywhere on the screen?
I can only see pending 210. Which I don't know what that's for. And I can see my Ubers, which are legitimate. And
you just check for today. Check for today.
Yeah,
the transaction was attempted just today.
Yeah, a 210, which I don't know what that's for.
It is a illicit transaction again. which these hackers has tried to drain out your funds.
Oh,
dear. First of all, the amount which you see over there, it is not the actual amount. It is 300, and quite surprisingly, they have attempted to show it like 210. Well, I'll make sure it gets cancelled up so that you do not lose a penny. And you said you're going through a surgery. My goodness, I'm really disheartened to hear it. Are you? What is the exact problem, if I can know?
Oh, it's a dental surgery. Putting my jaw back together.
All right. Well, I'll wish you all the good luck with it, because as soon as we are done, I can assure you that you can easily go ahead and do whatever you wish with your own confinement. Nobody will be there to tackle your money. So, dear, just look
thank
at the bottom
you.
Of your...
I'm just about in tears again. Thank you so much.
No. Mrs. Lacey, please, I'm glad you thanked me, but do not be in tears. Do not shed your tears. They are really very precious.
Thank you.
Sweetness. Now all you have to do is get the transaction cancelled, and as it was attempted on a cardless basis, so we will have to get the things done correctly so that
oh my
it
God.
Gets completed. So all you have
how
to do
how do they do this?
They're
how
hackers
do they
here.
Do
it is very easy for them to drain out anybody's money. But until and unless I am here, they will not be able to do it. So just follow my instructions, dear lady, and I'll make sure within 2 minutes you can get out of this problem. So now
thank
just
you.
At the, my pleasure. Now just look at the bottom of your screen. Do you see a
yes.
red colored dollar symbol?
Yes.
Click that, please.
Okay. Done that.
Now, when you click it, what are the options do you see?
I see it's got my complete freedom account and then... select who to pay.
I get it. I guess you're into the pay page. Do one thing.
Yes.
Click on the X.
Yes.
There should be an X on the top right corner.
Yes. Done
now,
that. You want me to go back? Okay.
Yes. Now, as you're at your basic page where you see all of your funds, right? Now,
yes.
all you have to do is look at the bottom. Do not scroll the page. Just look at the bottom. You will see
yes,
the options.
I've got it.
Transfer
yes.
and pay, contact us, product. Cash.
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Click on cash.
Cash. Sorry, my contacts are a bit blurry at the moment. Cash.
No problem. I'm looking for cash.
Yes, got that.
When you
okay.
click cash, what options do you get?
Get started.
There you go. You need to get started into the security recovery. So click on get
okay.
started.
Get started. Okay. Got that.
Now, do you see that we will verify whether your mobile number is the same as it is mentioned on the screen?
Yes.
Do you see the last 4 digits?
Yes.
Good. Now, as it is your mobile number and for your authentication, we need to be sure that nobody else should be taking access of your details. So there,
correct.
Do you see an option called SMS and voice?
Yes. Yes.
Good. I believe it should be selected on SMS, so you can click
correct.
On send. There would be an option called send.
Yes.
Now, the
yes.
bank is going to send you a message on your mobile. So when you click
okay.
on send, please let me know.
Okay, I'm clicking on send now.
Mm-hmm.
Done that.
Now, the bank will send you a security
yes.
message, right? On that message, you will get a one-time password. You just need to put down that one-time password here on the screen. Can you see it is written, enter your secure code?
Okay, let me just get that one-time password. I've already received it.
Check it and make sure you do not remove anything carefully.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I'm very disheartened to see people like them doing problems to a sweet, innocent woman
oh.
like you.
You know, and it just seems to happen all the time.
All the time. And this is the last time you're facing this, you know? You have my words.
Okay. So I put the code in, and
well
now
done,
I
really?
Do authenticate.
Authenticate. There you go. You know how to get it done. Well done.
Okay.
Now,
done
we asked a few moments ago. Now, we need to cancel the first transaction which was attempted for $250. So put down the amount $250 over there.
250. Okay. That's all, just 250. And get cash code?
Yeah, there you go. Click on that and let me know what you see next.
Okay, I've got a number.
Write it down on a piece of paper, please.
Okay.
Write down this security verification number.
Okay. I'm doing that.
Yeah, isko matlab pura bank se log out karwa le.
6 8 1 8.
Did you write it here? Okay.
Yes, I have.
Now directly jump back to your homepage.
Homepage. Okay.
Yeah. You can just minimize it directly as the security procedure will go on in the background. You do not have to just stress your eyes on it much because I know you are an aged woman and you need to be taken care of very well. They're really very sweet, dear, and I do not understand why people like them do the things which they do, which is really disheartening. And you know what, Nikki? I have talked to over thousands of people, but you have something special in you. That's the most beautiful compliment I can give you right now because you are really very sweet.
Thank you very much.
My
okay,
pleasure.
So I'm back on the front page. Now what do I do?
Now you just need to hold on, wait patiently for at least a few minutes because I'll get the verification done from my secure server. And when I get to know that, yes, the first transaction was cancelled, here I believe you will be very happy to hear it and there will be a beautiful smile on your face.
Okay, thank
just
you.
Like now. You look, I can imagine you must look
pretty. I'm not that old, okay?
Okay, my bad. But I guess you would be in your 60s or so, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, correct, yeah.
Well, you're not really old. It's a good age to be in. Right, in the meanwhile, dear, there is one important notification I've just got from the server that
yes.
The first transaction is about to get terminated, which these hackers have attempted, and it will
yes.
take a while until that time. There is one more thing which I'm seeing that your details have also been used.
Yeah.
In different websites. So can I ask you, dear, that do you have
mm-hmm.
a driver's license or a passport?
Yes.
Like any valid identity?
Yes.
Have you ever used your driver's license or your passport in any of the other platforms apart from eBay, Amazon, etc.?
No.
You have not. Well, I'll
no.
take that into consideration and I will check that if there is any such threat upon your personal belongings as well, it will also
the
be rectified. Because you know
I've
what?
I got notification a few months ago that my Medibank private got compromised. And
your Medibank? Is it?
Yes.
Is it kind of a Mediclaim where you need to deposit some money yearly?
No. They just sent me notifications that everybody, like many people, that my personal information was compromised,
okay.
and that
okay.
yeah, and that they would just keep me abreast, and then they kept me abreast, saying yes, I was one of many that a lot of my personal information got compromised. But because
mm-hmm.
I no longer was Medibank Private, I'm with Bupa, I didn't think too much more of it. So
okay. Mm-hmm, I'm getting it.
And so that was that. And in the meantime, because I've been overseas, I've had to renew my passport, I've had to renew my driver's license, but it's
the same
number.
You
know
have
what
faced
I mean?
A lot of difficulty in the past. I'm really, really sorry to hear it. But you know what
yeah.
the good thing is? Just now, when the entire security procedure will be done, you will see that everything will be restored back to normal, like each and everything, even your personal and financial details as well. And as of now, if you see any changes in your bank or anywhere, you got to let me know immediately. Because that's
Yeah.
But as of now, I don't see there is any necessity. You just sit back, relax a little bit, let me do my job. And in the meanwhile,
okay.
I'll also make sure that if these hackers can be traced down, we will definitely send the location of these hackers directly to the federal police, and they will take good
Please.
Care of them.
Because Instagram account got hacked, and I just closed it down. Yeah, but I didn't have any bank details.
Oh, goodness, I am so sorry. Your personal identification has also been targeted. My goodness. Now, this is something we have always tried to ensure, that no matter what, your personal identity shall never be compromised. Because when you see the bank getting infected, the balances might fluctuate a little, but after the security procedure, it will always get back to normal. But it doesn't happen with your personal identity. Once your personal identity is tackled, it means that these hackers have limitless opportunities where they can easily victimize you and put you in huge trouble. So I will also make sure, along with your bank, your personal identification will also be protected. And for that, let me tell you one thing, dear lady, I have a good news. The last cancellation which you attempted for $250 was successful. So just for a moment, you might see that your balances may differ, but it is just volatile at the moment. As soon as the entire network is stabilized, it will show you back your actual balances, which you started with. So right now, dear, let's go ahead and cancel the second transaction, which these hackers have attempted. Right? You all set? Shall we go ahead with it?
Yes, please.
I like that spirit. Now go ahead, dear, and just get back to your bank.
I'm trying to.
Taking
a little while.
Well, it is, as I said, the entire network is volatile, so it will take a little time more to get things done, as the strength of the signal is very low.
Oh.
Anyways, Aniki, what do you see on the screen, on your mobile?
It said cannot something respond.
Are you at your home page where you see all of your icons?
I was, and I was trying to log into my bank account.
Now hang on.
I'm back to my bank. Okay. So do what we did before, hit the cash.
Now, once again, we need to redo the entire procedure, which was very small. So do one thing, click on cash once again at the bottom of the page.
Okay, done that. Yep. Now, I'm there.
Now, we need to cancel the second transaction again. So make the amount $250. It was
again?
The second transaction. Yeah, the same amount. These hackers are very, very dangerous. And they have used the same amount again and again. Now click on Get Cash Code. Do you see the red color option?
Yes, doing that. Okay, write the number down again.
Make a note of this. Yeah. Pen it down as well.
795289. Okay. And then
now once again swipe. No, do not click anything. Swipe up from bottom to top. Get back to the home screen directly. Because when you swipe up from bottom to top, the only thing that happens is that the signal strength, which was very bad, it will get stabilized at the first place. And in just 2 to 3 minutes, we will be able to see the status of the recent procedure we went through. And when see that, yes, it's a green tick, dear lady, we know that we have done our job in the best way possible. And most importantly, I could put the smile on your face, which I truly want to see. And in the meanwhile, here, there are some guidelines. Stay right there, and there are a few guidelines I will give you from now. No matter whoever you speak to, right, from now onwards, from today, just make sure you do not have to give any kind of personal or financial information. Never, ever let them get your details from you voluntarily. Right? Because if by any chance, if those people get your details, they will simply send it to the hackers. And the hackers, you know, they can drain out all of your money at any time and put you into a situation which will be hard to recover. So, this is the first thing you have to keep in mind. Secondly, do not entertain any phone calls from any third party. Right? Until and unless you do not know the person personally, do not speak to them. Today you spoke to me because you felt good about me, but I will not be the only person who can ring you always. There are plenty of people with different motives, right? So make sure you do not lash out any information to anybody from now onwards. And
well, to be honest with you, if I don't know a number, I usually block it.
That is the best thing you can do. Just do not entertain anything whatsoever. And as of now, I have a good news. The thing is that right now... Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Just hang on, dear. There is another important notification coming on its end. Just wait for me.
Okay.
Dear lady, the good news is that both of the transactions have been cancelled successfully. Congratulations to you. Kudos to you.
Oh, congratulations to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure, dear. It has been a very important phone call for me. And secondly, right now, 50% of the work is done. That was, we successfully managed to cancel both of the illegal transactions. But that has resulted on your account being volatile at the moment, because it is not safe, and most importantly, until and unless it is 100% safe, I cannot guarantee you that they will not come back again. Right, dear?
Okay.
So, just do one thing. Log into your bank. If you see any change in balances, please let me know.
Okay, I will. You want me to do that right now?
Right now, dear.
Okay, hang on.
You there, dear?
Yeah, it's just going down.
Correct, correct. It is highly volatile at the moment. Now, what is exactly the balance you see on your screen?
495.
Correct. It just went down.
405.
It just went
down.
Yeah, it is definitely happening because of the volatility on the network. Now, as soon as the entire security procedure is done, it will show up the exact balance which you had when we went ahead with the conversation. So, dear, do one thing. Click on the arrow on the top left of your screen. There should be a little arrow pointing left.
An arrow. Where am I? Am I still in my bank account or?
No problem. No problem. Just look at the bottom.
Do you see my bank account?
Yeah, yeah. On your bank page, do you see an option transfer and pay at the bottom?
Yes.
Click that.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, when you click it, dear, you just click on the X on the top right.
Okay. Yep.
And log out of your account, Nikki.
Okay.
Now,
log out. Yep.
Now, within half an hour or so, I believe you should see all of the balances getting back to normal, right? And this entire security procedure is now 90% complete. So it is just a moment of time. Within a few more minutes, the entire update will be done. And you are definitely good to go with everything. But make sure, whatever I discuss to you, please do not forget them. Never entertain any kind of strangers on the conversation. And secondly, the money which you saw right there, it will be sitting there comfortably so that you do not have any problem in the future. And now, Nikki, you just do one thing. You can come out of the bank application.
Yeah. Happy to do that. It's just gone down even more, down to $200.
Right. That will be the amount which will stay, and it will not get down anymore. But in about an hour, it should get back to normal. It will be. So, dear, for now, you just do one thing, Nikki. Whatever I discuss to you, keep very close attention to it and just take good care of yourself and all the best with your dental surgery. You have all of my wishes. You are really a very sweet woman. You have all of my blessings, and I wish you and pray for you that you will have a great future.
Thank you very much.
It has been a pleasure working for you, dear lady. Please take care of yourself And just remember my name, Travis. That would be it.
Travis. Okay. Do you have a phone number in case I need to contact you?
Yes, I do. But it will be better if you contact me on my email.
Okay, I'll take that down first.
It's Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S.
Yes.
C-O-O-P-E-R.
C-O-O-P-E-R.
@gmail.com.
Okay, I'll stop that.
Can you please repeat me the number, dear?
It's TravisCooper@gmail.com.
No. I think I made a mistake. Yeah, it's TravisCooper 2109.
2109.
Email. Yeah.
@gmail.com.
That would be it.
All right, Travis. Thank you very much.
If there would be any problem, just ping me up. I will be there for you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you,
Sadie. Please take care of yourself. And you have all of my prayers.
Thank you very much.
Bye for now. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Cheers.